Hey.
hey, bro, Taylor, thank you for joining the show. I got to say, you are one of the most, like, animated student athletes in the Austin area. So you have, like, a lot of fans. So we want to say appreciate you for the TikToks, et cetera. Let's talk about Vandegrift softball. Y'all made the playoffs for the first time in a while. I don't know if it's ever, but can you talk about getting the program back on track and back into postseason play this year?
Yeah, it was freaking awesome just being able to get out there and work hard every day and just take my team to playoffs for the first time actually ever was really cool. And just having such an amazing coach lead us was really just inspiring for next year especially. So I'm really excited to see what we can do in the future.
Yeah, and you talk about class of 22, you know, coming back next year. You yourself a junior, Wunsch a junior, Riley a junior. Y'all got a lot coming back.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting next year. I can't wait to see what we do.
Yeah, so Zach Lucero here. So I do the sideline reporting for Vandegrift football. So I'm around the program a bunch, and really, Vandegrift is so fun to watch. I ask this question to all the Vandegrift people we have on the show. It seems like Vandegrift has such a strong and positive athletic culture at it. I mean, all the sports are successful, from football to softball to tennis and golf. What do you think it is about playing sports at Vandegrift that makes it so special?
I think the biggest thing is all of us just kind of playing as a team and coming together as one and just, like, I don't know, just kind of becoming this one unit that can just kind of take over. And as you see in most sports, we kind of just go in and destroy and kind of kick everybody out.
Taylor Diamondoff, class of 22, Vandegrift softball.
That's how you pronounce it, right, Taylor?
Diminoff.
Okay, Diminoff.
You always do this
dang
to me,
it,
Steve. You
it,
always
okay.
do this
oh,
to me.
Oh, God. No, okay, Taylor. Okay, we got you, fam, for real. Diminoff. There we go. You know, okay, so we got Charlie Fournier. When we were calling him Fournier. We're just talking about Vandegrift name mispronunciations. Reese Beauchamp. No, is that Reese Beauchamp? Is Reese Beauchamp. So anyway, so we are the Vandegrift name enunciation aficionados. Taylor Diminoff, for suspecting a name. Anyway.
Yes.
Dim. Okay. Go ahead, Zach.
So, Taylor, back before I called you the wrong name, I wanted to ask, now that you guys have all this success to build off of, you have all the success in the softball team, so many people coming back from this team, how do you guys progress as a team? What are a couple of things that you can work on to be even better in the next season?
I think a really big thing that we could all work on is just kind of believing in each other and knowing that all of us have the talent and the confidence to go out and win all of our playoff games. And I think that was something that might have killed us in playoffs, was kind of just not having that confidence in everybody and knowing that everybody can do their part in a way that we can all just become one big team and win that important game that we need to win. So.
And then, Taylor, last one for me. So do you play select softball, or what does your summer look like? Are you going to Italy like Wyatt Gates at Vista Ridge, or what are your summer plans looking like?
I do not play select anymore. I used to play select, but this summer I will be working at Emerald Point Marina. Come visit me.
Fair enough. Wait, as a waitress or a hostess? Where?
I'll be working at the ship shop. Come buy some gas from me.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Taylor, okay. God dang it. What was I going to ask? Oh, how was the banquet last night or night before? Look lit.
Oh, yeah. It was freaking awesome. We all got really good awards. Riley Weigelt, second to none award, first team district. Sam Wunsch, first team district. And I got MVP defensive award and second team district. Hey. It was amazing. So, really exciting for our team and what we have going next year.
Diminoff in the rough. How do you react to that crazy TikTok? Because that thing, like, got out of control with views and comments. It just kind of crazy.
I think that just goes to show what our future has with our team and my future and what people are coming at me for. So, that just makes me want to work harder.
Yeah, if she pops out, she gets a million views and a million comments. So imagine if she gets a single or something. Now, for real, Taylor Diminoff, class of 22, Vandy Perf, thank you for repping softball. Before we let you go, do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-out to my parents for being amazing supporters. Shout-out to my best friend, Riley, for always supporting me. and giving me her phone. And shout out to my amazing coaches that led the playoffs this year.
Hey, yeah. Didn't Riley and Griffin Schaefer win the same award?
I believe so.
I thought they did. I don't know. Like, anyway, look, I'm just Taylor Deminoff, Vandegrift Vipers. Thank you so much, Taylor.
Thank you so much for having me. Y'all have
you,
a great night.
Thank you, Riley.
Sorry, I said your name wrong.
The phone. Oh my God,
it's okay.
Deminoff. No. Because you're gonna be a super rock star. Because we covering softball even harder next year. Like we went okay this year. It was all right. And like I think like once you told me like the wrong time. I really wanted to get out to the Hayes game where y'all playing Hayes.
Oh, yes, that was a good game. We got lucked out on that.
And sometimes, like, when I show up to a game or whatever, like, the outcome comes out different. So maybe it would have been different. But whatever. We'll be back next year. Thank you, Taylor.
All right, thank you. Bye. Can't wait to see y'all next year.
Peace. All right. Well, peace. Zach, it's a flex. We're going go on to break. Any thoughts before we go to the top of the hour?
First off, she said she's working at the marina selling gas to boats. Is that what she said?
Yeah, that sounds like it.
That's kind of awesome. And two, why do you always ask people if they're... You wait for me to say their last name before you say, is
I'm
that
sorry.
Right?
I'm sorry.
That way they can say, no, it's not right.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, you call me out. I apologize for that. Well, you know, we find out their name, don't we?
It's a live show.
It's a live... Dude, if you listen to this show in the last 15 minutes, there's no way this was recorded.
Shout out Ethan Bell.
And broadcasted. It's a flex.
Get ready.